Welcome to the Wish I Would Have Known podcast. I'm Clint.
And I'm Amber. And we've been married for almost 20 years.
And in this 20 years, we've gained a lot of wisdom and found ourselves in the middle of some pretty crazy stories.
And now we want to share those things with you.
So here's some stuff that we wish we would have known. Hey friends, welcome to Wish I Would Have Known. Hey. We're excited that you're here with us today, or as they say, howdy.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all. As you can tell by the episode title, we're going to be talking about country songs today.
I will say that we've lived in Texas for almost 2 years now, and I've not heard anyone say howdy.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
You lie.
No, I
heard. Who said howdy to you? Like in a normal greeting, you just saw somebody at the grocery store and they said, howdy.
Okay, it was in like a Western store. So I don't know if that was like, welcome to Moe's.
Or my pleasure at Chick-fil-A. They have to say howdy.
Maybe they have to say
they
howdy.
Have to say.
But he said howdy when I walked in.
In the interview, they're like, you must greet everyone with howdy.
And they're like, oh, do I have to? They're like, yes. When you walk into Justin's Boots.
Is that where it was?
No, I can't remember what it was called. We were out in Luckenbach.
Actually,
we were out in like in that area.
Nice.
What's the little town called that we went to that's close to it?
Fredericksburg. That place is a vibe.
Fredericksburg was awesome. Yeah. Okay. So actually what inspired this whole episode, kind of two things. One, yeah. Amber and I went on a quick trip the other day to Luckenbach, Texas.
Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas. Is this song?
Willie and Waylon and the boys.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson wrote this song back in the day about this little town in Texas called Luckenbach.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally in the middle of nowhere. It's a dance hall in the middle of nowhere. It's a Scooby-Doo ghost town. Like, there's absolutely nothing there.
It does look like a little ghost town.
Yeah, there's nothing there but like a little dance hall and a stage and like a shop where you can go and buy Willie Nelson stuff.
And that's where someone said howdy to you?
No. Oh. So we were a couple miles up the road in a place called Fredericksburg.
Gotcha.
And that's where somebody said howdy to me. But it reminded me. So there's two things that inspired this episode. The first, we went to Luckenbach. And the second is, our family has this game that we play, and we've teased this on an episode before. We have this game that we play called Country Song Bingo.
Yes.
And you can give everybody the genesis of Country Song Bingo.
Yeah. Okay. So we were actually in New York of all places.
The most country of all places.
Sitting at this restaurant outside, and they were playing country music. And we don't listen to a ton of country music, but we were listening to it, and we were laughing about how, like, song after song, they kind of all had the same elements in it. So we started, you know, checking them off as they said it and found out that most of these songs, like, they have the same format and they talk about the same things. So we started playing Country Song Bingo.
Yeah. So most country music's written, I think people make that joke all the time because it's written in format.
Mm-hmm.
It's written about things that are familiar. It's the trucks and beer and girls and ran over my dog, and people make those jokes all the time. But the funny thing is they are written in a format and strategic for a reason. But this game is so much fun because you're listening to these lyrics really intently and you got like 4 out of 5, you're like, oh my gosh, come on, please, please, please mention the last thing. And if you get it, everybody's like, yeah. So we do this as a family all the time, and we want to share this with you. So, okay, just a quick side note. On Instagram at wish.podcast, we have posted for you a country song bingo card.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they're all there. All of these categories are there. We want you to go and listen to your favorite country song and see if you can get country song bingo. And then obviously just tag us in the comments or something. If you find it, post it on your story, put the checks on top of the little boxes. It's going to be so much fun. We're excited to do it, but we're going to play country song bingo here in a minute on the show.
Yeah. We're going to do it
with a couple songs. But first, I got to give you the criteria.
Yeah. You got to know the categories.
Okay. So there's 5.
Yeah.
There's 5 and a bonus.
And a bonus.
So there's 5 categories and there's a bonus. Here's where we start, okay? So the very first thing is truck. It's either a truck or a vehicle. So truck / vehicle, it could be a car, it can be a boat, it can be a train sometimes.
Oh, that counts. Trains count. Okay.
Never heard one about a blimp.
Girl, come slide on him. No.
In my blimp. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, all right. So the first one, truck or vehicle. Second one is time. Now, time could be a time of day, a day of the week. It could be morning, night, moon, sun, something that signifies a time. It could be hours. It could be minutes.
Gotcha.
Like
time.
Come on down to my blimp in 15 minutes. Yep. There we go. We got two.
Two right there.
We're going to keep this going. All right. So the third one is a specific location.
Mm-hmm.
So specific location. So that could be like
a bar,
a geographic location, a river. It could be Georgia.
A dirt road.
It could be like a specific Jackson, Mississippi.
The river.
Yeah. So all of those things, it could be a specific location. Now, the fourth one is a person, and not just like a random person. Usually these songs say the word girl, boy, mama, daddy, grandpa, or grandma.
Mm-hmm. And it's always mama. It's not like mother or mom. It's not mama. Mama.
Yeah. Like Merle Haggard's Mama Tried.
Yeah. Mama Tried.
Yep. So that's number four. Mm-hmm. All right. So far, let me recap. We got truck or vehicle. We got time. We got specific location. We got a person. Number four is, that's number four.
Yeah.
Person is number four. All right. So hang on. Let me recap. All right, so let me recap. We got truck or vehicle. We got time. We have a specific location. Number four is person. And then the last one, you're like, why have they not said this one yet?
Right.
It's either beer or a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of drink. All I got to do is have a drink in my hand.
Yep.
Who's drink. That?
I don't know. I don't know that one.
And like extra points if it's drank instead of drink.
Beer or drank.
Drank. Okay. So those are the five categories. So truck, time of day, specific location, person, beer or drink. And then there's a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Now the bonus is for the elite level country songs.
Yep.
Not everybody gets to this level. The elite level country songs have the bonus, which is a reference to another country song. Or another country artist, or like the radio.
Yep.
So like, listening to Alan Jackson in my blimp. Like,
what is this blimp?
Yeah. So those are the categories. And if you get all five, you get bingo.
Oh.
And if you get all five and the bonus, you get double bingo.
Double bingo.
Double flipping bingo.
All right. So let's have fun with this. So let's play this with a classic, okay? Alan Jackson.
Okay.
Chattahoochee.
Oh, way down your
Hill. That one. All right.
Okay.
So, you ready?
Yeah.
You
okay. Yep. I'm ready. All right. So we're gonna ding these off as you hear them. So read it kind of slow.
All right. Down by the river.
Ding.
On a Friday night.
Ding.
A pyramid of cans.
Ding.
In the pale moonlight.
Ding.
Talking about cars.
Ding.
And dreaming about women.
We did it. We did it. That was all five.
That's not even the whole.
Didn't have a plan, just living for the minute and minute again. Yeah. Ding, we got them.
Yeah.
So that one gets bingo. Does it get double bingo? Is there a reference to another song?
It does not get double bingo.
Alan, one day.
They weren't listening to the radio. They were laying rubber on the Georgia asphalt.
Yeah. They got a little crazy, but they never got caught.
Yeah. So.
Man, Alan Jackson. Country song, bingo.
Yeah.
He did it. What about, there's a new song by Cole Swindell where he talks about it's a reference to the old Jody Messina song Heads Carolina.
Yes, well that one already has the bonus that we know.
Oh, it does have the bonus already.
Okay,
because it's got the reference to another song.
Let's see. Okay, here's the lyrics for that one.
Okay,
I was out with the boys catching up at Neon Light. Didn't know till we walked in it was karaoke night.
Karaoke, that's a night. Okay.
She was in a circle of girls.
Oh, I forgot the she and the girls. Okay, uh-huh. Got it. Yep.
Chasing a shot with lime.
Drink. Keep going. We got two more.
She was laughing. They were daring her to get on the mic. Let's see. Heads Carolina, tails California.
Okay, specific location.
Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia.
Boy, South Georgia. Yeah. We got it. Yeah. What are we missing? I think the only thing we're missing is a truck or a vehicle.
Let's see. Hey, I got a Chevy.
You got a quarter. Ding. We did it. Cole Swindell. Double bingo. Burr, burr, burr. Double bingo.
Good job, Cole. Way to go.
That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Double bingo. Yeah. Listen, so, I mean, these songs are written to format, but, I mean, you can win a Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
You can win a CMT award.
Mm-hmm.
But can you get double bingo?
But can you get double bingo? Because that really sets you apart.
That's the bar. It's actually, that's what all of these artists are chasing these days, is double bingo.
Hey, you've written some country songs, actually. Let's talk about that. So you've written,
me?
Yes, you. You've written some good country songs. But I would love to see if you have hit bingo in these songs. You've written over 150 songs this past year, right?
Yeah, I wrote a ton of songs this past year. And I did, I will say because of the format and because I live in Texas.
I was going to say, has living out in Texas, do you think, inspired you more to be, like, not you're not trying to be a country artist, but just writing these country songs.
No, I love writing country songs. And I do think living in Texas has made a difference. Like you're right. I have no desire to be an artist or to be a country artist at all. Like, so my kids have, they have already decided, I don't know if we've discussed this or not, but they've already decided what my grandpa name is going to be.
Wait, we haven't talked about this, I don't think.
Okay.
Maybe have.
So we're going to put a half a pin real quick in this, in the country songs, just so I can tell everybody this. So my kids have decided what my grandpa name is going to be when they have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's spiteful. And they think it's hilarious.
It's ironic, I guess. Yeah.
But they cannot wait to call me Peepaw.
They're very excited about you being Peepaw.
I'm going to be Peepaw. They giggle and they laugh every time they say it. But their big thing is like Peepaw sits on the back porch swing and plays country songs that he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly,
they're not wrong.
I'm there for it. Like I do. I write all of these country songs, and some of them I'll like, you know, shop to other artists or something.
We do have a porch swing on our back porch.
We do. And it overlooks the hill country. It's beautiful. And I sit out there and I write country songs. And some of these I'll shop to other artists or do something with every now and then. But most of them are just Peepaw's Porch Swing songs.
Peepaw's Porch. Can you make an album that's called Peepaw's Porch Swing Songs? Please.
Peepaw's Porch Swing Songs. That's fun to say.
Peepaw.
Peepaw's Porch Swing Songs.
That's a good like a vocal warm-up.
Yeah. Peepaw's Porch Swing Songs. Peepaw's Porch Swing Songs. Yep. There we go.
Okay, will you play one for everybody? And let's see if we can get bingo with it.
With one of mine?
Yeah.
Which one do you want me to play? All right. I think I know
one. Which one do you think is going to get closest to bingo?
So I wrote this song that was like really nostalgic. And I think it does. But I don't want to like check it before I...
Don't. Let's just do it. Don't look at it.
Do you want the dinger?
Yes,
here,
I do.
You take the dinger. Let me grab my guitar.
Okay. All right. Is it this? Yes, it is.
That's it. That's the dinger.
Oh, you gave me the sound effects board.
That's the
dinger.
That's
your fault.
Okay. All right. So,
That sounds nice.
Okay.
Just play a little bit of it.
As I remember, Grandpa used to play me fishing in the dark while we rode around our town just killing time. A 20-liter glass Coke bottle in my little hands, standing on that truck bench by his side.
How many is that?
That was truck. I just got truck.
Oh, yes.
Is that five?
Yes.
That's bingo. No, wait. I'm missing one because that's only five. And I had a song reference, Fishing in the Dark.
Oh, you did.
So what have I not had?
We had truck.
I wish I could remember more than just a couple things. How perfect my life was way back then. I don't think I have a specific location. Here it is. Sometimes I go there in my mind. Hardware stores and checkout lines. Every second precious time.
There it is.
We watch our favorite football team. Life moves slower than it seemed. An 89 cent gasoline.
Nice. I like that. I like that song. I remember when gas was 89 cents.
Hang on. Did I get double bingo?
Yes, you got double bingo.
Yeah. Take that, Alan Jackson.
Congratulations on double bingo.
I got double bingo.
I need to get you some kind of trophy.
I didn't think I had it until I remembered the chorus was the hardware stores, the specific location.
You know what I like about that song? I mean, there's a lot that I like about it, but I like how you left it really open-ended. We watch our favorite football team so that anybody listening could be like, I remember watching my favorite football team.
You know, that brings up a really good point. So the best songwriters, they're personal, mm-hmm. they're honest, and they're real, but they're not myopic.
No.
And which...
Well, let me pause you right there.
Okay.
This is not for me. This is for our listeners, because I totally know what that word means. But
what
for
word?
Myopic. But if they don't know what it means... Just give them, not me, give them the definition.
Myopic means like really narrow or like lacks creativity or lacks inspiration or something like that. All right. So what I mean by
that. You're welcome, everybody.
What I mean by that is the best songwriters allow you to be the main character in the songs. So they allow you to visualize the places and the scenes and the situations, but you get to populate them with the people from your life that you love.
That's so true.
But if you think about it, that all of the best songs are ones where it feels like it's yours. Now, you didn't write it. You're not the I in the song when pen went to paper. But when it comes into your headphones or you hear it through your speakers, it's about you. We populate ourselves because it's cathartic to be able to experience something. And I think that's what's beautiful about songwriting is being able to visualize and connect with songs in that way. That causes genuine inspiration for the listener. So like, okay, case in point, let's go here. Billy Joel, probably one of my favorite artists of all time.
Our family is a big fan of Billy Joel.
So I love Billy Joel. He has a song, New York State of Mind. It's maybe my favorite song of all time. It's in my top five for sure. I love the song, everything about it. But okay, I have been on a Greyhound on the Hudson River line hundreds of times in my mind.
Right.
Now, I've never ridden a Greyhound on the Hudson River line.
No. Nope.
I've never experienced these things, some of these things that he's talking about. But when he writes the song, he writes it in a way where it's created to allow other people to be able to populate this story.
It's world building, and it's letting someone step into that world, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, I mean, good songs tell engaging stories about people, right? But great songs engage you to be the main character in the story.
Man.
And that's what I love so much about songwriting. And so back to, like, 89 Cent Gasoline, which I do think it's a cute song. I remember when gas was 89 cents.
Yeah.
And I remember like spending time with my grandfather. And like, you might not have a specific story where you were standing on the truck bench or you all of those things fell in line, but you have stories where you can remember and place yourself in those scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really interesting is like, where true inspiration hits is when you're like, okay, I don't have that experience, but I long for it. And it causes you, it inspires you to do something so that you can experience. Now, let's go back again to Billy Joel.
Okay.
And New York State of Mind. I go to New York multiple times a year, and I get the opportunity to work with some churches, work with the church up there that I absolutely love on Long Island called Center Point. Amazing church. Shout out Center Point, all my people up there. But I'm in New York several times a year, and honestly, one of the reasons why that's always been a dream for me is because of that song. I populated myself in the fabric of that song, what Billy Joel's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had never experienced it, but I saw it in my mind when he was singing it, I was like, I'm gonna do it.
So then when you're on that plane and it's taken off to go to New York, you're listening to New York State of Mind, right?
I do all the time. Isn't that funny how we try to soundtrack our lives? Like, I don't know.
That's not just me.
I can't be the only one.
No, I do that too.
So you said it when you're taking off, like on a runway, especially when you're flying. I try to time whatever I'm listening to like the big hit of the song is right when wheels go up. Like, there's nothing more satisfying than me.
I remember one time we were flying to Boston, and there's a song that says, I think I'll go to Boston. And you were so excited that as the wheels were going up,
I remember that.
It hit that.
I remember that. That's so funny. I remember looking at you. I was like,
you got
smiling so big. You're like, what?
I think I'll go.
Yeah. But I you know, that's the beauty in really good songwriting. But okay, so here's the thing. And this is something, this is kind of a wish I would have known.
Oh, yeah. That is what the show is called. So yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So everybody loves music.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their favorite artist. Here's a peek behind the curtain that most people don't get a chance to see. The songs that you get to hear from your favorite artist or your favorite band is 10% or less of the songs that they wrote.
Yeah. I think in my mind, a lot of times I visualize these artists as like, they only write great songs. They only write hits, right?
Well, okay. So first and foremost, let's establish this. Most of your favorite artists and bands don't write their own songs.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of them that don't.
Yeah.
And there are people like Peepaw on his porch swing.
Peepaw actually wrote these.
That'll write some of these hits. One day you're going to hear somebody sing 89 Cent Gasoline. You're going to populate that story. You're going to think, oh man, Cole Swindell had such a cool relationship with his grandpa. Nope, Peepaw wrote it on his port swing. So that's, I think that's the thing, that's a peek behind the curtain, is other people write some of these songs. And there's some musicians, some of the best songwriters in the world are people you never know.
Mm.
You'll never know their name. They won't be on a stage under the lights because it's not their gift.
But that's why they're good songs, because then the artist sings it and you totally populate the artist into that song.
100%.
That's their life. That's their story. And also, I can do it with myself. That's my life and my story. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Absolutely. But okay, so that's one thing, that not all artists and bands write their songs. Yeah. Another part of it too is that a lot of guys, I mean, you got to write 40 songs to get 4 good ones. And that's if you're lucky.
We mentioned this before, you've written, I think we counted, right? At the end of the year, it was 150 songs.
I wrote 3 songs on December 31st because I wanted to get to the round number. And all 2 of the 3 songs were very much based on It's a Wonderful Life because I had just seen it for the first time. And so, but out of the 150 that I wrote, there's a couple that you can hear, that are online, that are published, mm-hmm. like on Spotify with Austin Ridge Worship with ARW. There's a couple that I've, you know, handed off to some other people. And there's, you know, we're working on a record for Jack. There's a whole bunch that I've written for Jack. Most of those will never see the light of day. And it's not because they're bad songs, but they were just on the way to get to the really good songs.
Yeah, that's good.
And I think that's something that I do wish I would have known. I wish I would have known that the content that most of these writers and artists and bands are creating and releasing, they're for us to enjoy and to populate. They want us to be able to experience it in that way. But also that there's an insane amount of work that went into it that we didn't see.
Yeah.
It's like the iceberg.
Yeah.
Like you only get to see the tip.
Yep.
Like this little top part.
That's really good. How do you get past, like, how did you get yourself back? Because I know you've always wanted to be a songwriter. And for some reason this past year, you're like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Like, how do you get past that? Like, anytime you're putting anything out in the world, you're like, what if this is terrible and people hate it? Or this is going to be bad. Like, I'm going to not be good at this.
Yeah. Okay. So wish I would have known 2.0. You get 2 for 1 on this episode.
A bonus, yeah, if you will.
Here's your bonus. That's a really good question, because I wrote 150 songs this year.
Mm-hmm.
The year before, I wrote
a handful. Yeah.
But I decided that I wanted to be a songwriter, and that I wanted to make sure that I'm producing content and writing songs. So I just started, and that's the wish I would have known. I wish I'd have known that if there's something that you're passionate about and you start it and you stick with it, that you'll be able to measure so much progress in this time span of just 1 year.
Mm.
Like 1 year later, you can look back and be like, oh, not only did I do that thing, but now I am moving towards being able to do that more proficiently. And so I think back to like during lockdown, during COVID.
Yeah. A lot of people learn new skills.
Yeah. Well, so our son Jack decided he was going to play guitar, and he couldn't go anywhere, do anything. So he just sat and learned every John Mayer song that there was. Okay. Fast forward to now, not only is he like playing guitar on stage and performing and leading worship, but also he's teaching guitar lessons and making money because he locked himself in his room and he tried something that he didn't know how to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's my hope, is that that's really inspiring to somebody, that somebody's going to hear like, oh, I need to just start.
Yeah.
I need to just go for it.
Just start.
And give this thing a go.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
That's good. Circling it back to that Billy Joel, maybe we didn't talk about it, but the Billy Joel interview that we watched.
Oh, okay, so we just watched the Billy Joel interview recently.
It was fascinating.
It was fascinating. But I think one of the things that stuck with me the most is that, okay, he's a master.
Yes.
He's a master. He's a brilliant songwriter, incredible performer. So you think he doesn't miss.
Yeah, I look at him and I'm like, every song he's ever written is the way that it was when he wrote it, and it's brilliant.
Okay, great point. And so he brings it up that he would take songs to his band and they were absolute trash. And he specifically talks about the song Moving Out,
mm-hmm.
which is a masterpiece in and of itself. But he starts playing what he originally wrote it as, and it was so dumb. It was like, Anthony works in a grocery store, saving his pennies for someday. And it was like so show-toony and stupid. And he's like, I took it to my band and they're like, this is garbage. And this is the thing that stuck with me so much. So instead of, well crap, I wrote Fine, all these man. Words and then him just getting in a huff, they fixed it.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, what could it be?
Yeah.
And the idea that he pitched to them, hey, we're going to write this song about this guy that's moving out and like all these different things. And like we're going to paint these pictures, these scenarios, and Sergeant O'Leary's walking the beach and Nighty becomes a bartender and like all these incredible lines. But then they fix it musically and melodically and it becomes this incredible song.
Yeah.
And that was so inspiring to, I think, the both of us.
Oh, yeah.
That even when you're, when you're done with something, it's not all the way done.
Right.
Which is so cool.
Right. So it is important to surround yourself with people who are going to speak into that and, you know, help you tweak things if they need tweaking, and that you have to be willing to accept that.
You know, be brave enough to be bad at something.
That's good.
Be brave enough to be bad at something. Write a song about a guy named Sergeant O'Leary or a guy named Anthony moving out, and it sounds like a show tune and it's so dumb. And then take it to people that you trust. Surround yourself with people that can make you better. Be brave enough to be bad at something and then see what happens.
Yeah.
See what happens. That's all right. Very so inspiring. We're going to circle all this back. All this back.
Bring it around.
All right. Country song bingo. All right. All these songs written in format. We want you to go out and see if you can find if your favorite country song hits bingo or
double bingo. Yeah.
Even better, double bingo.
Yeah.
If it can hit double bingo. So we've posted on our Instagram, our bingo card. Go and grab it. You can share it directly to your story. And then you can actually put your favorite country song on there. And you can put the checks over the boxes to see if yours. I want to see which ones do.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And it's for the rest of your life, you're going to be able to like, man, this one hit double bingo. It's like, this was the top song. I feel good. 89 Cent Gasoline
you
hit
did
double.
It. You did it, babe.
Hit double bingo.
You've made it. So, yeah, definitely. Make sure you're following us on Wichita Podcast and following along. We're excited for even next week's episode.
Okay, so next week, like, oh my gosh. So one of our really, really good friends is Cameron Dicker, a.k.a. Dicker the Kicker. So Dicker the Kicker, ding, 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 ding. So Cam has spent his first rookie season playing for several different teams in the NFL, had an unbelievable year. And just finished up. Next week is Super Bowl week.
Yep.
And so Cam's going to be in studio with us, Dicker the Kicker in the house for Super Bowl week. We're going to be talking about football, talking about his rookie season, how his faith has shaped him in this past year and how impactful that's been. And then also we're going to make some Super Bowl predictions.
Oh, okay.
We're making some Super Bowl predictions. I'm not going to touch it yet because
I'll be ready.
Yeah.
I'll do my homework.
But don't miss it next week, Dicker the Kicker. It's going to be awesome. All right, sweet. Any closing words for you? Something inspiring. Tell me, inspire me.
Oh my goodness.
Compose me something.
I was just going to write you a country song really quick.
Oh, wait. You can write me a country song?
Yeah, I'll write you one. Ready?
Yeah, go.
Boy, won't you come on in my blimp? I got some glass bottle coats for you.
Three. Where are we going?
Flying over Georgia.
Yeah, okay.
And what else?
What time?
And we're listening to George Strait.
Yes. And then what time will we arrive?
We'll get there at sunset and we'll make out on the way.
That's freaking amazing.
Writing country songs is easy. This is easy.
Yeah, guys. Everybody should just start writing country songs now. It's so easy.
The moral of this podcast is just go write country songs, guys. What are you doing with your life?
Man, you
quit your job. Go write country songs.
Yep, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you would, go and subscribe. Like us on Instagram. Make sure you go and follow Wichita Podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, we're really excited to be able to continue to give you some awesome episodes throughout the course of season two.
Yep.
So much more to come.
Thanks for listening, guys. Happy country song bingo playing.
Yeah, country song bingo playing?
Yeah.
Playing. Why are there no G's at the end of
country song bingo playing?
Yep.
All Have right. fun.
Guys, thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Yeehaw. Wish I Would Have Known is recorded in the beautiful hill country of Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world. Follow us on Instagram at wish.podcast and stop by to say hi. We like it when people say hi.